Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Flies in the Jar. If you enjoy the show, it would be great if you could go over to iTunes or Podchasers and leave a review. Or, even better, just tell a friend. Flies in the Jar is a serialized radio drama. If this is your first time listening, it's advisable that you begin with episode one.
Previously on Flies in the Jar.
You know how you were asking if there was a surgery that could help me?
Yeah.
There is one they've been talking about. They basically inject bone marrow into your optic nerve.
My name is Jesus. I guess I'm an alcoholic and a drug user.
I loved your story. We should hang out sometime. Get sober together.
I don't usually tell musicians this, but I'm a record producer.
What? Are you kidding?
Hi, I'm Charles.
Good to meet you, Elsa.
Do you have any idea what you've been moving?
I have a pretty good idea.
Then you know it will help some people. We're not the bad ones here. This is a war, and we're the heroes.
And now, an all-new episode of Flies in the Jar.
Flies in the Jar is based on true events.
Welcome to our first morning sobriety meeting. We will now be meeting every day at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. I'd like to start off today with the man who has inspired so many people to attend our meetings. Sanchez, would you come up to the stage and tell us one more of your stories?
Thank you, Pedro, and thank all of you for coming out. When Pedro first mentioned the morning meetings, I was like, oh man, how am I going to get up so early? But then I remember, oh yeah, I'm sober now, so not such a big deal.
Yeah!
Anyways, the story I wanted to share with you all is when I was 13, my friends and I thought it would be cool to get some beer. So we found this homeless dude and we gave him our money. And he goes into the store to buy it. But, you know, after like 15 minutes, he never came back. So my buddy Jorge goes to check on him. And it turns out there's another entrance. So this dude had just taken our money and hightailed it. So we sat around in the park for a while, not really knowing what to do. And then Jorge was like, hey, my brother told me that if you spray pain into a bag and inhale it, you get super high. So, you know, a can of pain is like $3. So we all got our change together, went down the street, bought a can of pain at the hardware store, and we sat in a circle in the park. And, you know, Jorge sprayed a little of this paint, which was gold. We all thought that was super cool. Sprayed that into the bag, and we all took turns inhaling it. One round, then another round. And I remember feeling super high from the lack of oxygen and chemicals. Everything was more colorful. I remember feeling like I was in a movie and that I was the star of the movie. And it was so cool. And then the darkness came. I passed out and fell on my back. And when I came to, I was alone in the park. All my friends had left me because I stopped breathing. Because they thought I was dead. So I'm not sure why I came to, but I know that I'm here today. I'm alive and I'm sober. So thank you all.
Thank you so much for sharing.
That was amazing. The whole room loved it.
I don't know. All I want to do is celebrate with a beer, but I guess that's off the table.
I know, right?
This whole never drink anything ever again seems kind of over the top.
Yeah, what's one beer with friends? It's not like we're shooting heroin.
Sage room's right around the corner.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Flies in the Jar. Starring Lady Zen, John Jeffers, Kent Evans, and Clara Dunham. Acting consultant, Martin James Grappengetter. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
Madame, your guinea pig has been fully shampooed and groomed.
You used the organic tea tree oil?
Just as you requested.
For lunch, bring up the magret de canard.
But guinea pigs are vegetarian, no?
Not for Mr. Wiggles, for me. And a bottle of Cheval Blanc.
Of course.
What is that musician doing here?
You said you wanted a harpist.
I said I wanted a good harpist. Where'd you find this one, playing in the metro?
Should I leave?
Does it sound like I want you to stay?
Putain, c'est pas vrai, ces gens, hein?
Have you counted the roses? There should be 336.
I'm not your florist, I'm your producer.
Well, then go somewhere and produce.
Ils savent pas ce qu'ils veulent. Oh là 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 là, ils m'emmerdent.
Have you thought about doing the commercial?
I'm not letting them use my music to promote Sriracha.
But you're really big in Thailand. Do it for your fans.
Where's Wiggles? They said they groomed him.
I have to give them an answer by the end of the day.
There you are. What are they offering?
2 million to use your song and another million for 10 seconds of you eating the product.
I'll do it for 6. But I'm not putting that sauce in my mouth.
I do not think this is a good idea.
We'll just be there for 24 hours. I gotta warn Sanchez.
Why not call him? Tell him he should leave town.
Sanchez is a local boy. He'll never leave unless I can make him see how important this is.
They're not interested in him.
It seems to me like they're trying to clean up any trail that might lead back to them.
So what will we do when we get to Mexico?
We'll lay on the beach, work on our tans.
Sure, for the first week, but after that, what will we do for money?
Baby, just relax. The important part is we'll be safe. Plus Sanchez, he'll be with us. He's got family down there in Rosarita. I'm sure they'll help.
You can't tell Sanchez anything about this.
Yeah, I know. I'll talk him into coming without bringing up your organ trafficking friends.
I like being with you.
I don't mind being around you either.
Another?
Yeah, just leave the bottle on the bar, thanks.
With the way you're looking, that sounds like a poor business decision.
Give us 2 natty lights.
For someone on the wagon, you sure stop by bars a lot.
Zen, this is Rachel from my sobriety meeting.
Don't I know you? Yeah, you work at that strip club over by the Virginia Hotel.
Well, you learn something new every day.
There you go. 2 breakfast beers.
Ooh, so cold and bubbly.
You deserve it. Your story was on point. You should have heard it, Reggie. He was talking about living in the hood and huffing paint.
Huffing paint, huh?
And then one day he's inhaling and he passes out and almost dies.
Sounds like an interesting story.
Yeah, it was the bomb.
It was the bomb when I told it to him 2 weeks ago.
Hey, what? None of what you said was true?
I was just trying to make the sobriety meetings work, but nothing bad has ever really happened to me.
If you don't have problems, then why do you even go?
No, I promised my girlfriend I would get clean.
What other stories did you steal?
Look, dude, it's not like I wrote your story down. I just told it in front of a room of alcoholics.
You lied about who you were.
You're all making this into something that it's not.
Whatever, I don't need this.
How did you end up with her?
Yeah, she's just a chick from my sobriety meeting.
Yeah, I could see the whole sobriety thing's really working out for you.
Come on, it's just a 1 week sober beer.
You know, her and her old man work out of the Virginia Hotel. They throw parties about once a month. They invite a bunch of kids over. They give them free speed. Then, on Monday, they sit back and wait to see who comes knocking, looking for more. That's when they start charging.
What? That's not true. Come on, stop telling Zen your crazy stories. What's up with you? I think this is the first time I've ever seen you up before noon.
I just got back from Canada.
Oh, yeah. Elsa told me you guys were, like, going camping.
Yeah, things didn't go as planned. And now I don't know what to do.
Did you break up?
I did something really stupid. I shouldn't even tell you.
Sounds like we're gonna need 2 shots.
I just wanted to make a little money. I never meant to hurt her.
You're not making sense. What are you up to?
It's better that you don't know.
Okay. Well, either start talking or tell me after a few more whiskeys. Dos mas, my good man.
I was smuggling.
Zen, you best keep your business to yourself. None of us needs to be getting in trouble.
Whatever, don't listen to him.
Hey man, I'm serious. You want to talk trafficking, you best go over there, sit in a booth.
Come on.
The crazy part is the stuff I was taking across the border might actually help people.
What were you smuggling?
Bone marrow.
What? You were smuggling what?
It's for this guy. He does like these illegal medical treatments with it.
What's it look like?
It looks like bone marrow.
Yeah, but was it like all bloody with like little pieces of tissue?
Dude. Look. My point is, I never should have taken Elsa with me. Or at least, I should have told her the truth about what was going on, you know? Like, what I was doing.
Well, she's lucky you didn't say anything. Now at least you can be like, I don't know anything. And they'll just send her home or whatever.
She's gonna fucking hate me, man.
Well, yeah.
I just want to forget this whole thing.
Well, the good news is the old Sandman can help with that.
The Sandman.
Fill him up.
It's not all bad. I mean, I did some research and it's possible to treat stuff like leukemia with bone marrow transplants.
Melody was talking about this the other day, actually. She said that they can, like, cure blindness with bone marrow transplants.
What are you getting at?
I'm just saying we could help her.
Sanchez, you don't want anything to do with these people. They're not messing around.
Yeah, but it could cure her, Zen. She could see again.
These people got Elsa locked up, and now two agents are trying to do the same thing to me.
But wouldn't you do anything to help somebody that you loved?
Well, I've never had anything like that.
Please, help me do this.
Okay, fine. I'll make a call.
Flies in the Jar includes acting by
John Jeffers,
Kent Evans,
Clara Dunham,
Martin James Grappengetter,
Lady Zen,
Maël Jaye,
Joshua Holloway,
Angel Schmeck,
David Dykes,
Pedro Gonzalez,
Bea Aronson,
Sebastian Steins,
and Nathan Feuerberg. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway, produced by Lady Zen, written and created by Nathan Feuerberg. Flies in the Jar is made possible by a team of voice actors and sound designers who have volunteered their time. You can listen to us on podcast platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, SMA Podcast, Radio Tulum, Stitchers, and YouTube. If you'd like to support the show and get early access to episodes, go to deepdrag.com and join our Patreon.